All right, so I'm Matt, and thanks for coming to listen to my story. My biography isn't 100% true in that this story is actually a little bit about how I passive-aggressively manipulated my way into the current high school biology teaching position. I had plans up until about a day ago, 2 days ago. I had stories about a cave of rattlesnakes that came out when I was with my five-year-old daughter on the river, who's in the back somewhere. Something about a bear stealing some elk meat from me when I had just harvested an elk. I've got some good ones, but this one actually has none of that. But it's a close encounter of how close I came to not actually being part of this community. So there's a lot of nuances to the story, of course, that I'm sure I'll get long-winded, so I'm going to shorten it up. Since high school, I knew I wanted to live in McCall. It was just a place I grew up visiting my whole life, and I just knew I wanted to be here. The community, the mountains, the rivers, the hunting, the fishing, all of it. And so I kind of got my degree in biology and environmental science with that goal in mind. It was kind of the first real goal I had in life, was somehow end up in McCall. So after I graduated, I actually got a job with a number of different resources, Forest Service, DEQ. I was a Youth Conservation Corps leader for years. I know a bunch of people out here I saw earlier that I used to work with the Forest Service. Thinking that I was going to be offered some high-paying job that would pay me a bunch of money to tromp around in the woods for a living. Yeah. Turns out that job doesn't really exist. Or if it does exist, somebody already has it and they're not going anywhere. So I was actually buying my time in the winter working as a special programs aide at the middle school, and I actually became passionate. I wanted to become a teacher. And so I went back to school, got my teaching certificate, and lo and behold, I found out that the high school biology position was going to be opening up. The previous teacher who'd been there 30 plus years was retiring. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is it, this is fate. And of course, got my application in that spring and never heard anything back. And time goes by, I even called a few times saying, have you guys done the hiring? Nothing happened. So, sure enough, I found out that the job had been offered to somebody else. I didn't even get an interview, and I was kind of crushed. So, in the meantime, I was working for the Forest Service, running a Youth Conservation Corps crew here in McCall for the Forest Service, knowing that I was going to have to move back to Boise, where I had verbally accepted another teaching position at a high school there. So, anyway, fast forward, we're sitting in the high school gym, the old high school before it was rebuilt. And I'm with my five or six high school students there, and we're at a cultural awareness event that they hold, and it's sometime, I think it's early July-ish, maybe mid-July. And somebody pointed out during this, they said, oh, boy, we were in the high school gymnasium, and they said, by the way, that over there, that's Mr. Thomas. Some of you may know Mr. Thomas, currently has a job. And it was his first year, he had just been hired as the principal, and they said, that's the new principal. And he was walking around doing his Tim Thomas thing. And I immediately kind of had this, you know, he's the guy that didn't give me an interview, right? And so I sat there through this whole thing, and I remember in the afternoon, I wasn't going to go talk to him, but we had like a little break for a bathroom break. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to go introduce myself and tell him I'm the guy you didn't get an interview to. I don't know. It was passive aggressive. That was all it was. There was no other reason to do it. Okay? So I walked up to him and kind of tapped him on the shoulder, and he kind of looks at me like he's annoyed, which happens. And I said, I just want to say, my name's Matt Halleck. I applied for the biology position, and I didn't get an interview, but just thought I'd introduce myself. And he kind of looks at me and goes, your name's in the application file? And I go, yeah. He goes, what are you doing tonight? And I said, I don't know why. Like, he goes, well, the person we offered the job to just resigned. They're not going to take it. And I got to hire a biologist, like teachers had to report in 3 or 4 weeks, right? I said, well, you're not doing anything tonight. So, sure enough, I'm kind of, wow. So I went, did an interview. He didn't even have a committee or anything. It was just him and I in a room, which was, you know, interesting. Less than 23 hours later, I had a job offer for the McCall Donnelly job. Of course, I had to call Boise and tell that school. They were upset that I had verbally committed. Broke that. But it brings it back to close encounters. So I don't really believe in fate or destiny. I don't know, I just have a hard time wrapping my head around that. But what if I hadn't been there, or had I not walked up and said anything to him? how much of my life would be different. I mean, there's a great chance I wouldn't have ended up in McCall or the thousands of relationships I have with the former students I have and, you know, a lot of you in here. And like these little tiny moments, which seem like nothing at the time, it might have been that person you went and talked to at the bar and you ended up marrying them or dating them for a long time. Who knows? It could be that plane you got on or the plane you didn't get on. It could be you were in the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time. But these really what seem like insignificant moments in your life and how they really can be so influential in the trajectory of the rest of your life. And I think back to that little strange moment where I decided to kind of be a passive-aggressive jerk. And it changed everything. And I really am. There's been the first two biology teachers were there for 35, 40 years apiece. This is 19 years. I'm going on 20 years now, which is hard to believe. I know, right? I've got some of my students here, former students here. And with that being said, you know, it's like I said, I don't believe in fate necessarily. I don't believe in destiny. But I do believe that there are specific moments in our life that make a big difference. And you never know how things are going to turn out. So that was my close encounter. So beyond everything else, thank you.